Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved and darn sexy people. OMG, it's almost here. The tree's up. There's bunches and bunches and bunches of presents under the tree. And it's, my heart is so happy. It's the most fabulous time of the year. I just love Christmas. I even have presents wrapped for everybody from Freedom. Then I've got couple of socks already stuffed and in the back room, and it's just, you know, I just turned 7 all over again, and I love it. I love it. I love it. And I love you. And I've got something weird to talk to you about today. Okay, so something happened in the car. My beautiful sister-in-law's out visiting for Christmas, and we were listening to CNN and something came on and she said, oh, that's FOMO. And I went, what? She said, FOMO. I went, I don't know that term. She said, my God, Dee, you know, jump into life anytime. I said, seriously, I do not know that term. And she said, it's the fear of missing out. Well, it's a good thing we were at a red light because I got energetically thrown across the car. And the channel said, that's the show tomorrow. So here we are. So I got up early and I went, so what is the fear of missing out have to do with, you know, creating your own life with all of our work that we're immersed in here? And the first information that came in was that the fear of missing out prevents us from integrating our whole brain. Now, why is that important? Because if your whole brain is not integrated toward what you want, you will be fighting yourself against what you want. I want it, I don't want it, which, as you can see in every show, as far back as you go, that's what we're dealing with. I think I want it. I feel like I want it, but there's something keeping me from creating it. So what the heck is the fear of missing out? Basically, what they took me to, the statement ended up being, I'm afraid I won't be reborn if I keep missing out. Well, and what is Christmas all about? Birth of the Christ child, which for me represents the birth of creation, the birth of being present on this earth, knowing that you're the creator, the birth of self-responsibility, the birth of new beginnings, new possibilities, which is our definition of God, all thought and all possibility. So I was really kind of sitting with that. I'm afraid I won't be reborn if I keep missing out. And then the channel said, that's what Facebook and Twitter and all the social stuff is. We're addicted to being involved with that because we don't want to miss out. But it's also what the basis of mass shootings is about. Well, I know, wrap your head around that one. It's like Well, everybody else is doing it. Well, that's what's happening in the world. So, you know, depending on where your brain is at and your experiences are at, you're going to become part of the mass that says no more gun violence, or you're going to become a part of the mass that says, yeah, everybody's doing it. It's also FOMO is a part of picking the right president or even the right presidential candidate. And it's really an illness that has been created off mass advertising, mass information sharing, whether it's correct or incorrect, right? So people can follow a dictator because they don't want to be left out. People can create an alternative movement against that dictator because they don't want to be left out. So all of this means that we're using something outside of ourselves to create who we are. And when we create ourselves through conscious choice, we belong to the greatest movement on earth, which is self-creation. And that's the movement we want to join. I mean, if you're listening to me, you're already a member, right? So Christmas is about being born into self-creation. And the channel lovingly is inviting us to worship the amazing creators that we are so we can lead the world. Let me read that again. We're being invited to worship the amazing creators that we are so we can lead the world. And the claim is, come on, and everybody participate here, please. I am the creation of me. I am divine love. And the biggest signal that you can put out for 2020, the biggest direction that you can give yourself, your energy, your integrated brain, all of the yous that exist anywhere and any time, is I love all that is good for me, and it gives me great joy. Send out the signal of joy and love, joy and love, joy and love for yourself, for the world, for this country. If you get immersed in the judgment and the hatred and the comparisons and all the drama, you are going against what you really want. So I really want you to embrace this. Once again, I am the creation of me, and I am divine love. And so it is. I want to remind all of you to support Stephen. Go to faroutfoods, FOODZ.com, and order some brilliantly fabulous spices and hot cocoa. I got the hot cocoa. It's so good. And yeah, let's support him for doing the work and creating this amazing company. If you email me, you will get an email back that the office is closed. Lauren is off. I'm such a good employer until January 2nd because I'm a firm believer that everybody should be with their family and have enough money to do that happily. So that was one of my big gifts to Lauren. So anyway, you'll get that the office is closed. If it's a dire emergency, I will try and get back to you. But you should know enough about self-creation by now to be helping yourself, guys. That's my intention, for sure. All right, we're going to go to the callers, and I'm going to start with Mika. Hi, sweetheart, you're on.
Hi, Mika. Or hi,
hi, Dee. It's Paul and Mika.
Ah, hi, beautiful people. Merry holidays. How are you?
We're great. We're just wishing everyone a Merry, Merry Christmas from Hood River, Oregon. We're kind of foggy and overcast here, but it's beautiful, beautiful. And we're just saying hello and happy holidays and happy 2020 to all you beautiful creators out there.
That's right, Yay. Baby cakes. And right back at you. And we're claiming that. 2020
right.
is.
Thank you.
2020 is an awesome year of creation.
Yes.
Great creation. Awesome. Thank you, guys. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays, Dee.
Thank you.
Say hi to
I'll say hi to Freedom. I heard that. And Deanna in Florida, my soulmate, Deanna, how are you?
I love you, and I call to say thank you and wish you a Merry Christmas because you've made my year a whole lot better.
Oh, Deanna, thank you for that. Oh, you guys so touch my heart. And your life is going good? You feel like you're more conscious, more in charge of your creation?
More optimistic, which lets me be creative.
You bet. You bet.
Lets me try things because I don't think that they're going to fail. I think they have a chance, and that's for you.
Yep. Well, thank you. And my mommy used to say, you know, Dee Dee, let the world say no. You go out and say yes. So that's the plan for 2020, guys. We don't ever say no to ourselves. We know that all thought and all possibility are open for us, right? Oh, I'm so glad you called in. Great to hear from you, sweetheart. Happy holidays.
Happy Christmas and Merry New Year. And you know, 2020 sounds like a good exam of the eye doctor. I hope it's a good vision year for everybody.
Yeah. Well, let's just claim it. I see clearly in 2020. I love it. Good claim. Thank you, baby.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Iris, give me some good news here.
Well, I'm really getting excited for Christmas.
So, good, me too.
Yeah, we're going to be on the beach, the whole family. We got an Airbnb house by Gulf Shores, Alabama. We're flying out tomorrow. So
beautiful, beautiful. Have some great time together, sweetheart.
Yes. I would just like some clarity on health and wellness and what I need to get into alignment and some clarity.
Iris, literally what they screamed in my head is you have to know you are in alignment. You keep looking for what's wrong, honey. Guys, if we keep looking for what's wrong, we cannot ever see that there's nothing wrong. I'm literally asking, is there anything else? And I get a no. So,
okay.
You know, you can say, I am perfect health and wellness, and then turn around and go, except why do I have this?
Mm-hmm.
I am perfect health and wellness. What's wrong with me, though? You see, you're claiming it as a hope, not as a knowing. And then you fall right out of it because you start looking at what's wrong, baby.
Yeah, well, I just don't know why I've been having been feeling bad, like lightheaded, dizzy kind of stuff going on again.
Okay, well, they're saying it's a positive thing. I'm not a doctor. I'm reading energy. But they're saying it's literally, well, these are the words, pardon the swearing, shit, clearing out of you. Those are the words
okay.
they're giving me. It's shit clearing out of you. The other thing they want to address, guys, is, again, we can practice the fear of missing out, this FOMO stuff I was talking about, in a negative or a positive way. So a lot of families, for example, a fear of missing out could actually be a family member continuing alcoholism because they don't want to miss out on the definition of their family. So is there a lot of sickness in your family, Iris?
No.
When you were little, did you witness sickness? And sickness can be mental, physical, spiritual, chemical, you know, all of that.
Yeah, not physical.
Yeah, there was.
Sickness,
and you know,
but, oh,
yeah,
okay.
You know what they're saying is it's literally the illness of being dependent on others for your creation. That's
what
you witnessed.
Yes,
did.
I did.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay. And that's what we all witnessed, guys. So Iris is bringing in a big, you know, gift here for us. So we're not living there anymore, guys. We're creating our own realities here. You know, my little girl, I keep telling her all the time, hey, I know that was your experience back then. We're not going there anymore. We're going this way. We're believing this. We're creating this. Again. So,
yeah,
you know, that's the basis of all of it, Iris. It's your fear that you're not going to be able to create yourself, or your fear that it just runs in the family that way.
Right.
Well, not true.
Is it about the copper IUD? That's been kind of my...
Well, that's a representation of the belief.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
So clear up, redirect that belief, and then address the physical. But you've got to address the belief that, look, I'm the creation of my health and wellness. So if my body is telling me I don't feel good somewhere, my body is literally communicating with me that I need to get into alignment somehow. But your alignment is knowing that you're the creator. Okay?
Awesome.
All right, baby. Come on.
Wow, that was a lot.
Well, it's pretty simple.
Yeah.
I'm the creation of me. I never saw my family do that, and now I am going to teach me. Okay?
Great. Yes.
Okay.
Great.
Thank you. You bet, sweetheart, and happy holidays. All right, Bridget in Colorado, you're on.
Merry Christmas, Dee, everybody out there.
Thank you, baby. Thanks for all your cards and stuff, too.
You are most welcome. My joy. This is to say, yippee.
Yay!
Your help with my ankle last week has made an incredible difference, Dee.
Oh,
incredible.
Goody. Oh, goody. So you're acknowledging that I brought you the information and
that I'm applying.
That's right, that you took action on.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, good. Because, guys, you're doing it. I'm just bringing you the information. You're the ones that are doing it, and you got to really claim that and know that. Okay, go ahead, baby.
I do know, but it was really key to hear that point of view about my power in the world is uplifting, not a mantle of heavy responsibility.
You bet.
And it helps
you bet.
So much. Because that's
good.
Goes back way, 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 way. And you had told me on the prediction night about learning about not being my own creator from my mom when I was 3. And I tracked that back. She had a miscarriage.
Oh, there
my
you go.
My sister was born when I was barely 3. So it would have been prior to that because she had to lose the baby and then get pregnant again. Way early. So thank you for that as well.
Yep, you bet. Because, you know, guys, and I did a really powerful private with somebody this week around this. If you had any instances during your birth or right after your birth that you might have connected something negative with, right? You know, that's the more you can become conscious of that and redirect that, or just simply choose to redirect our brain to knowing that any time I'm born in any way and any business venture you want to take is being born, a new relationship is being born, creating a better relationship with the person you're in is being born, creating perfect health and wellness is being born. So we want to associate as many positive things with being born as we can, right?
Yep.
And be conscious of that. And no better time than Christmas, baby. Thank you
Absolutely.
For that feedback, Bridget. So appreciate it.
Thank you to the whole community. You so have changed my life.
Yeah, we're pretty good, aren't we? We're a pretty
yes,
good community yes. together. You bet we are. Thank you, darling. Oh, I love you guys. Diana in Niagara Falls, you're on.
Hi, Dee. I want to mimic everybody else and say thank you for all your support and for the community support. The end of the year here has been completely amazing with what's been coming through. So thank you all.
Yay! You guys are giving me presents today. And I'm unwrapping them and loving them. Oh, God, this is fabulous. Well, thank
you
for
it.
That. Thank you, sweetheart. You create some great holidays, okay?
Thank you.
You bet.
Can I ask a question?
Oh, please.
Oh, so this last few days I've been feeling, I would like to know where I'm out of alignment. I've just been feeling annoyed and not following my joy. I have been balancing, and it's just I've been annoyed by sounds and just everything.
Yeah, your adrenals are low.
Okay.
Do you know anything about adrenals?
Yeah, a bit. I've not really.
Well, I'm a professional on them.
Okay.
What adrenals feel like, guys? Adrenal fatigue, and you have to stay pretty vigilantly conscious not to experience adrenal. Just listening to the news can blow you out somewhat. Adrenals basically are your fight or flight. So any kind of stress, and the holidays are stressful, even though they're joyfully stressful for me, they're stressful. The signs of adrenal fatigue are you have a short fuse, and annoyed is a good way to describe that. Wanting to snap somebody's head off. Now, you can catch yourself sometimes and you can't, but your fuse is short. You're more emotional. Are you more emotional right now?
Yes. Yep.
Yeah. How's your sleep?
Not great. I've been waking up a lot.
Yeah, all that stuff is signs of adrenal fatigue. Now, what do you do about it? If you have a naturopath that knows adrenals, that can muscle test you, or you can go to a compounding pharmacy and tell them that you need adrenal support. Sometimes at the compounding pharmacies, they actually have people who can muscle test you there. Trust the muscle testing. You'll know if somebody knows how to do it or not. You'll know.
Okay.
But that's basically it's raw adrenal that you go on that just kind of pumps your adrenals up. Do not do this now. Don't just go, oh, well, I think I'll go get some. Because if you're not in adrenal fatigue, guys, you don't want to push your adrenals into fight or flight. What we're doing with Diana is giving her the capacity so that she can stay in choice about her own creation. Because what happens is something energetic creates a disharmony or an out of balance in our body. And then our body gives us physical signals as to, hello, there's something out of balance here. So I want to get to the root of why your adrenals are fatigued, and you can address it on the physical plane with supplements. Again, I would prefer that you see a naturopath or homeopath doctor, or sometimes a Chinese acupuncturist can help you out there also. Okay, sheets. But give me a song, Diana.
Ain't no stopping us now.
Yeah, okay. So can you stop yourself from the,
not
I shoulda, I woulda, I oughta, I need to do this, I need to do that, I need to do the other thing now, which is kind of present in the holidays season. But
yeah.
That's, you're just pushing yourself into overdrive. Can you feel that? My pendulum's flying off my hand here.
Yes. No, I definitely have all of the above.
Okay. And is that a definition of self-love for you?
No.
Okay. Then, you know, that's why people laugh at me. I start in November because I know me, and I want time. I got everything in place. Presents were bought. The business things were out. Everything was done by the time my sister-in-law got here, because I wanted to have my time. And,
yeah,
you know, they're saying to me right now that that's why I had a film booked in December for a week. And that's why the film got pushed, because I really needed this time for me with my family. So hold your own balance and ask for what you need, and direct yourself to nurture yourself with the balance that is healthy for you. Okay?
Yes, that's great advice. Thank you so much.
You were welcome, baby cakes. Yeah, we're all a little bit in overload. Hi, Lynn, what's up?
Hey, Dee Dee. Merry Christmas.
Thank you, darling. What's going on?
I'm listening to you and everyone and wrapping gifts. It's like the greatest morning.
That's a good combination, baby. I'll take that anytime.
I know. I love it. I just wanted to say that I believe that because I've been focusing on wellness and balance and clarity and joy and love, that led me to the show that had Masami on it, which led me to working with her. And I got my hair test. We do a hair test. I don't know if you did that with her, but realized that I've been super low in calcium and magnesium, which has created all the stuff that includes the adrenals and the thyroids, and I had no idea. Anyway, so I feel like big shifts are happening.
Well, I can hear it in your voice, Lynn. I can hear it in your energy.
Yeah, it's like, it's taken a few weeks, but I just keeps unfolding. And so I want to know, I've been working on the energetic stuff and the being the victim stuff and turning that around. And I want to know if the channel has anything energetically behind all of it that is I need to address.
No, they're saying everything. You're doing everything right, Lynn. And the physical imbalance stuff was at the root of most of it. Now, what created it, again, is this FOMO stuff that we're talking about, that you're not your own creator. You've addressed that, okay? Now you just have to bring your body back into balance from all of it. So it's like, I'm waiting for a good example here. It's like, you know, if you go on a trip like Gabrielle did, She's back, by the way, my best Christmas present. Well, she got bitten by a monkey. I don't know if I told you that last week, you guys. She got bitten yeah. by a monkey. She had to go have rabies shots. Okay, so it will take about 3 weeks, the channel's saying, for her body to rebalance itself. That's what you're experiencing right now, Lynn.
Okay.
Is rebalancing everything that all the limiting beliefs about not being your own creator that you have redirected, and they're all in place, but now your body's got to go, oh, we're going this way now. You understand?
Right.
Just keep doing what you're doing is the short answer.
Oh, I love it. Thank you so much. Merry
yeah,
Christmas.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good Christmas present, isn't it, baby?
Oh,
for sure.
Yeah. And going into the great year of 2020.
I
feel it. I
know. I can feel the power of 2020. I can
yes.
feel it. So accept it, guys. Create it and accept it. It's yours. Thank you, baby. All right, handsome Daniel. What are you up to?
Amazing, incredible, wonderful, magnificent creation.
Yes, you are. I get a big yes on that.
First thing I'm going to say is Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and may everyone truly know that every single day is the most joyous time of the year.
Yeah. Yeah, let's just don't hear the song. Let's keep Christmas in our heart. You know, guys, it's just really time, and again, joy and love, and the channel is saying, you know, I keep saying this, I keep putting it out there, and you go, yeah, 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 joy and love, that's good, but what's wrong with, you know, just get up every day and say, my intention is to put joy and love in this world, where can I share it, where can I give it today? How can I help create it for somebody? You know, we went to brunch. We bought somebody's lunch on the sly and left before he even knew it. This older kind of sick man. Terry, my sister-in-law, she and I yesterday went and bought tons of toys and took them up to the fire station for the kids. You know, what are you doing? Where are you giving? That's what I want you to ask. Today is my day of love and joy and giving. That's my intention for this day. Because, you know, again, guys, giving is receiving and receiving is giving. It's a circle. You have to accept both. You have to practice both for the circle to be complete. All right. I will get off my soapbox, Daniel. Did you need a question?
Yes, I wanted, and imagine the surprise on my face, that it's related exactly to what you started with. I want some discernment around today. I'm doing the two final performances of the holiday season and the dance company that I've been with for 20 years.
Yeah.
And I have been creating the most magnificent performances this season.
Absolutely have. Yep.
A joy and wonderful. And
it's
then
time to move on, Daniel. It's time to move on.
And yesterday I had a sneezing starting and congestion and went, okay, this is repeated through
it's grief, honey.
In the past.
It's grief.
Grief. And I got that. And then this morning I suddenly went, wait a minute. Is this my grief? Is this the grief I'm supposed to feel? Because I'm actually relieved and joyous.
There's your belief. You know, that when things end, we have to grieve. But guys, back to the subject of being born. How can you be born if you can't let the end of something go? You see, and that's what the grief is about, is I know that I am always born anew every moment that I consciously choose where I'm going. And this experience for you is done. This experience for you was to teach you your power and your artistry and to create your knowing of your own talent and your acceptance of your own talent. That's the highest word.
Yeah.
Okay.
I get that.
And it was a comfortable place, and now you got to push yourself into the great unknown where all possibilities are, Daniel.
And it was this morning that I realized I'm actually joyful that this is concluding.
Yeah. And for those of you that have experienced any kind of death, it's the same thing. You know, we need to grieve and we need to feel guilty around a lot of death because we've been taught that instead of, like some cultures do, celebrating the fact that they're reborn somewhere else and get to start anew and get to create what they want, right? So
yeah.
It's a learned memory thing. You know, you guys have heard the statement, call it all good. Because ultimately, of course, depending on what side you want to be a part of, it's a positive thing. Being reborn, allowing the ending and being reborn is a positive thing.
And that we are not missing out on anything by letting it go.
Well, no, you have to let it go to create something new. You have to let weight go to create the body that you want. You have to let a husband go to create a relationship of honor and respect, if that's what's going on in your relationship. You have to let the old stuff go to be reborn. And yeah, it's kind of scary unless you know unequivocally that you're the creation of you. And so it is.
Oh, yeah.
Because we know it. All right,
oh,
baby.
Yeah.
Have a beautiful last. Is it your last performance today?
The last two.
The last two. Yeah,
and
well.
They're going to be amazing.
Yeah, well, they are amazing. And just go out and give your whole heart. Let me tell you, the last time I did a big dance performance, I had 104 fever. My throat was almost closed, and it was one of the best performances I ever gave. You can't, your heart can take you through anything, okay? But
oh, yeah.
It doesn't have to, Daniel.
No, no.
It doesn't have to, no.
I'm all in, and it's all wonderful.
That's right. Let me know how they come out, okay?
All righty, will do. Much love to you.
You too, sweetheart. All righty, we're going to Miss Maria. Give me some good news here. Hi, baby.
Well, maybe you shouldn't take my call then if you're looking for good news. thank you for taking my call, and thank you for being one of the people who have helped save my life and given me words to change my life and give me hope that life can change.
Well, you found me, baby, so pat yourself on the back. What can we do for you?
You brought up some other issues when you said it's fear of missing out. Yeah, there's been some of that with my family and doing Christmas kind of without me. So that's something I'm trying to.
Well, but Maria, it's a true statement. You don't want to be with them, that you're standing in judgment of them. And so that's like walking into a room full of guys and go, you know, I really want a beautiful relationship where I'm respected and honored, but all of you are a bunch of assholes. You know, you can't mix with the energy you're in judgment of, guys. Mm-hmm. So Where are you in judgment of your family, Maria?
A lot of things. They did end up inviting me to take part, but their decisions leading up to it was exclusive of me, and I just feel that's not something I would do.
But see, you can't have it both ways. You can't say you're an asshole and I don't like the way you're doing things. Oh, by the way, could you please love me a lot and invite me to everything so I can be a part of it? Because part of you doesn't want to be a part of it. So you're actually creating really well here, except it's not really what you want. So the more you can move into, and believe me, I'm working on this with somebody myself, loving, forgiving, and knowing that all of this that you're holding, all of this judgment and everything that you're holding is taking you down, honey, not them.
I know.
And it's creating you not putting joy and love, joy and love, joy and love out into the world, which is going to get Maria what Maria wants, which is one thing, being part of the family. So, you know, they're showing me my younger brother, Damon, who you all know was an alcoholic, and I brought him out, put him through rehab. That didn't work. And at some point I said, okay, I can't fix him. I've got to quit trying to fix him. I can't even help him. I just have to love him unconditionally who he is. Now, that doesn't mean that I allowed him to take my life down in any way. But you'll find when you can look at somebody and just accept them and know that they are not a threat to you losing yourself, then it's a lot easier to maintain relationships with them, Maria. So start with a ho'oponopono. I'm sorry, Maria. I'm sorry. I have all this judgment about my family. I'm sorry that I have to keep this place in me that feels like I'm not a part of them and doesn't want to be a part of them, right? Please forgive me. I love you. Thank you. Try doing that, knowing that you are creating this because of some place in you that needs to hold on to this, and you can choose to let go of that and redirect it into joy and love. Okay, honey?
That's true. Actually, part of my call was that I was calling because I was having inflammation pain in my hands and my legs, and I didn't know why, because I lost my appetite, and so I wasn't really eating anything inflammatory.
Judgment.
You would also...
Judgment. Yep. You turn against yourselves, guys, and your body shows it when you move out of joy and love. All righty. So address that. You're going to feel a lot better. Okay?
Okay.
All right, sweetheart. Happy holidays.
Thank you. To you all, too.
Thank you. Kathy in Kentucky, you're on.
Hello, Dee.
Hello, darling.
Hi. I am new to your community as of this year, and I wanted to thank you for all of the things that I've learned and the freedom in a lot of areas that I'm gaining from that. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you for that acknowledgement, Miss Kathy, and pat yourself on the back. You gave yourself a great Christmas present this year. Yeah.
I wanted to ask, I'm having a little bit of a challenge with my right eye and right ear. Did I get any ideas about that, please?
Well, the first thing they said was, you're clogged up. I don't know what the heck that means. So are you stuffed up?
Well, actually, the right eye has released some of the gel material at the back of the eye so that it's floating around. So I'm not seeing clearly.
Okay, so let's go to what you need. Let's start with what you need to see more clearly. And that's your own power. So you're fighting yourself against seeing and experience, accepting and knowing your own power. So you want to direct your brain and your energy and your soul. I'm safe and secure. I'm supposed to be here and I belong. Being powerful, accepting my power, knowing my power, experiencing my power. This is for everybody, guys, right? Because we've learned a lot and moved into taking back and exercising a lot of our own personal power this year. We have to know and see that we're safe and secure in doing that. That's part of it. Sheets, book, give me a song, sweetheart.
White Christmas.
Yeah. When did this all start?
Last Tuesday.
Yeah.
That's when I became aware of it.
All right. So, Kathy, what is Christmas bringing up that Christmas used to be that you're longing for?
I guess having family connections. Most of my family's gone now.
Okay. So let's get clear that most of your biological family is gone. And we get to choose to make families everywhere, don't we?
Yes.
Like, do you know you're a part of this family?
Time to come.
Okay. Well, guys, we have to see that we are a part of it all or we're not. We have to see it within ourselves to experience it, you know, not see it outside of ourselves so we can believe it. For example, the only person in my biological family that I have out here is my daughter. But I had 25 people at Thanksgiving who some of them are 30-year-old friends who have become family. Some of them are 1 year new friends that have become family. But I created the family to get together at Thanksgiving. Do you understand? So, guys, again, where can you give? Where can you give this holiday? What are you doing for Christmas, they want to know?
Just planning on being at home with my two fur babies.
Okay, who are your family? But they're saying there's two or three friends that you have that also really don't have family or somewhere to go. Is that true?
I can think of a couple, yes.
Okay, why don't you call them and go, hey, let's make Christmas dinner together and have a family day together. Would you like that? What does it feel like when I say that to you?
A little scary.
Why? What's scary? That they'll say no?
I guess part of what comes up is that so many times when my family would get together, it would end up with not being a really good time. Someone would get upset and sort of ruin the time.
Okay. So, again, do you see how you're saying, I want this, but I have a fear about this, so I don't really want it? This is a perfect example, guys, of what we're all have been doing and we have to be conscious of. So you're saying, I really want the experience of family again. Oh, wait a minute. No, I don't, because BS always happened when we got together. So which one do you want, Kathy, and what do you want? You want an experience of family that is harmonious and full of love and joy. That's what you want. Not, I want an experience of family, but I'm afraid all hell will break loose again. Because you can't, you know, that's an oxymoron. You can't create both of them at the same time, baby. Do you understand?
Yes, very clearly.
Okay, good. So we're going to balance all this, guys, because this is for all of us. I am 100% integrated in my whole brain around the positive of what I am intending to create now and consistently. Invoking the symbol and the formula, which neutralizes all but the truth. Bringing in, calling in the violet flame, the golden light, and claiming I am divine love around all of this. There you go, baby cakes. I would see what you can create for Christmas, Kathy. I think you'll be happy. Okay?
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Much love to you. Susan in Niagara Falls. Don't have much time, but I
knew
to get
I was
you on.
Next. Happy birthday. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Thank
I
you,
was
darling.
In FOMO mode. Now I'm in MOSO mode. MOSI mode. And
which
MOSI
is?
Mode is MOSC, which is Movement of Self-Creation.
Ah,
I have turned
it.
My life around this month. And I
baby.
Wanted to, I also want to share something with Diana in Niagara Falls, because I've been going through the same thing with adrenals, and I'd like if she could be in touch with me, I can get her in touch with a doctor that can help her with nutrition, my Dr. Rose.
Oh, I did
a
yes on that.
Niagara Falls area.
Can I
so
give out your phone number, Susan?
My phone number?
Yeah, can I say it on the air? Is that all right with
absolutely.
You?
Absolutely.
Okay,
absolutely.
So Diana, her phone number is 716-463-0198, and she lives in Niagara Falls. It's Miss Susan. Thank you for that, Susan.
Yes, yes. I want to get in touch with her because I have important information for her. And I've been going through a lot. My computer died. My, you know, things started going wrong. I'm like, I'm going to write. I'm like, nope. I am the creator of me. So I turned things around. I decided to take charge. I bought a new computer. I haven't got it up yet, but I was able to get my art into the museum on time. I am so happy. I feel
good for
and
you,
I've created,
Susan.
You know, it's just the work works.
Yeah,
if you
it
do
does.
The work, the work
if
works.
If you do the work works. Absolutely.
So,
and two
so
years
mostly,
ago, you would have been a big victim around all that.
Oh, I know. I know. I was almost going to the toilet this year thinking I'm not even going to get my art into the museum. And then I called the guy, says, you know, at the last minute, and then he and I set up an appointment. I got my art to the museum on time, so it's going to be in the show next year.
Great.
And, you know, I haven't got the website up yet because my computer died.
No, that's
I mean,
not
literally.
Why. That's not why. That's not
okay.
why. But and your computer dying was just that last little bit of resistance to moving out into your power. It's all
right,
taken
so,
care of. You got on top of it. So just know the next step is your website so you can share your art with the world, honey, because your art is beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you. I
really
believe that
beautiful.
Too. And I decided, I made a choice, and like I've got a community here, a different couple of different communities here that I go to. I'm going to be meeting with them for Christmas Eve and Christmas Day dinner and birthday
beautiful.
Celebration. Everything is turned around beautifully. It's my life has, you have done so much for my life. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I love you so much for
oh,
everything that you've done. But MOSI mode, that's really important. Like movement of self-creation. MOSI mode is my
yeah,
my
I
model
love
for next year. MOSI mode.
I love it. We'll adopt
so,
it.
Yeah, MOSI mode. I like it. I'm in MOSI mode. I'm happy.
It just trips off your tongue, Susan. Good for you, sweetheart. Many blessings. And I love it that you've created family to celebrate with, biologically or not. That's a beautiful thing.
They're not
thing.
Biological, but that's fine. And the only question I had was, because I ran out and bought a computer quickly, and just in case this one I couldn't get up because it went back to Windows 7. The only question I had for you was that the right choice? And I get a yes on it myself, but I just...
Well, then it is. Yes, I get a yes on it. But if
you think it's
the right choice and you're in alignment with doing the best for you, the highest for you, which you are, then it's the right choice.
Yeah, I went out of the store because they said, you know, this is the last one. Blah, blah, blah. I went out, I said, I'll think about it. Went, got to the driveway, got out to the street and thought it was the last one. I went back to the store, bought it, brought it home, haven't opened it yet because I wanted to see if I could get my computer back up and running. And it's not going to, you know, it won't
now,
go to Windows.
You need the new one. You need
I
the
need
new,
new
one.
One.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So I
keep
got confirmation.
Keep the other one as backup, they're saying, but you need the new one. All right, baby.
Yeah. Thank you. I
gotta
love you.
Run.
And please let you know, have Diana call me.
Well,
call me.
We just announced it, so I'm.
Yeah.
I think she's still on, and hopefully she's created her answer there. All
right,
honey. Thank you.
I'm doing the same thing. Thank you so much. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. Happy New Year. Happy creating. Let's all claim this together. I am the creation of me. I am divine love. I am the signal of joy and love to the world. You know, be your own Christ child, guys. Don't wait for somebody else to be born. You are rebirthing yourself in every moment of joy and love. I cannot tell you how much I love each and every one of you. I mean it from my heart. You will be getting my December letter with a note from me. We are holding the intention of joy, love, success, wellness, wealth, money flow, beautiful divine right relationships, and peace on earth for all people and all energy in 2020. Let's say it together. I love me. I love me. Woo! And I love me even more because I know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.